はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Stop by our website JapanesePod101.com for all the latest and greatest features, line-by-line audio, iPod on the go, plus much more. Stop by and see what's going on at JapanesePod101.com.
おはよう東京、さくらです。
Peter here, and we're back with the 8th edition of Survival Phrases. As always, we're brought to you by Eric Lanin, the translation and interpretation specialist. Okay, we would like to remind you that you can stop by www.JapanesePod101.com to get the rest of the survival phrases, PDF notes, other great resource material. As I said before, this is the 8th edition of Survival Phrases. Now, these are the phrases that are going to get you through your trip, get you more out of your trip. Mm. And not only for that, if you've been here a short while, or if you just haven't had the time to get around to the Japanese, if you've been living in Tokyo or another big city for a while, we know how easy it is just to get by on the English. So these two give you a chance. These are the key phrases that are not only going to help you learn the language, they're specifically designed and well thought out to provide you with the tools to make opportunities. And in any language, after you learn a certain amount, it's all about meeting people.
Yes, I think so.
And here, what we want to do is we want to give you the tools to do that. Now, today we have another great phrase for you.
Yes.
Now, it's very related to last week's phrase. But in a way, this one is almost too good to be true. And I'll get into the reasons why later.
Okay.
I don't know what you want to know. You're going to have to wait a second.
Yes, okay.
Okay, so let's start out. What was the phrase last week?
これは何と言いますか?
One more time.
これは何と言いますか?
And what did this mean?
How do you say this?
Yes. Now listen close. We're about to give you this week's phrase. Now, see if you can find the similarities and the difference. Here we go.
これは何と読みますか?
One more time.
これは何と読みますか?
A little slower.
これは何と読みますか?
Okay, and what does this mean?
How do you read this?
Yes. Okay, now what's the same in there?
これはなんと and か
Yes, and what's different?
読みます
Okay, and what does this mean?
Read
Yes, to read Okay, can you break this down?
読みます
And one time fast
読みます
Again, this is a great phrase. And the best part about it is it's so similar. You just take out one word and you put in the next. So now you can say, how do you read this?
Right.
And the best part about this is, in Japanese, there's so many different characters and lots of different ways to read things. And looking through a dictionary takes time. So with this phrase, again, you have access to 128, well, maybe the kids can't read so much yet. So we'll give you about, all right, just give or take 100 million people willing to help you read.
Yes.
I cannot stress enough how great this phrase is. When I first came to Japan, I used this phrase 5-6 times a day.
Oh.
I still use it a few times a day when I'm on the train.
Yes.
And I'm trying to read the advertisements.
Yes.
I don't know. So rather than let it go, I just turn to the person beside me and I say, すみません. これは何と読みますか? And as to date, I have not been turned down.
Wow.
Yep. And the best part about it is it gives you the ability to turn every moment in Japan into a learning experience.
Great.
Right? This is my favorite phrase. You know, the last week's phrase.
Yes.
これは何と言いますか? That one is very useful too.
Yes.
However, it doesn't create the opportunity to start a conversation as well. Because with the reading, every single thing turns into an opportunity. And it turns into a great studying experience. Because you have the word right in front of you.
Yeah.
With 何と言いますか, you need an object.
And most of the time, there are a lot more words than objects.
Yeah.
So it's just one of the best expressions.
Ah, that's interesting.
Right?
Yeah.
So you can use it on the train.
Yes.
You can use it in the restaurant.
Mm.
I mean, I go to different places to eat. I still cannot read the whole menu. So all I do is I call the waitress over.
Yes.
And I say, すいません, これは何と読みますか?
Yes.
And never turn down.
Actually, I use this about twice a month. I'm Japanese, but I use it. Because when I'm translating Japanese into English, and there are kanji that you can't read.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I call the person sitting next to me. これは何と読みますか?
Yep.
Yeah.
This phrase, as you said, with last week's phrase and this week's phrase combined together.
Yes.
You're taking these two phrases and you're turning Japan into one big learning center.
Wow.
Yep. It's just now, it's just open game. Anything
yes.
goes. And there's just get out there.
Mm.
Give it a try.
Mm.
You can use them in combination.
Yes.
With these two tools, with these two phrases, Japan is your playground. Or if you have Japanese friends, someone Japanese, you can start asking them all the questions, all in Japanese now. Maintains the flow of the conversation.
Yes.
It just helps so much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so give us that phrase one more time.
これは何と読みますか?
How do you read this?
これは何と読みますか?
How do you read this? Last week we had?
これは何と言いますか?
Yeah, how do you say this? And last week we could drop the
これは
Yeah, and then it becomes?
何と言いますか?
Okay, so this week we have
これは何と読みますか?
So obviously we can do the same thing, right?
Yes.
And it becomes?
何と読みますか?
Yep. Now, what we're going to do here is we're going to give you the word for that there. Last week we gave you
これ
this. So now, how do we say that, things over there?
それ
One more time.
それ
Break it down.
それ
Okay, one time fast.
それ
So now, we can take out this and put in that for these phrases, right?
Yes.
So can you give me in Japanese, how do you read that?
それは何と読みますか?
Okay, one more time.
それは何と読みますか?
Okay, and ゆっくり お願いします.
それは何と読みますか?
Okay, and this is, how do you read that?
Yes.
We can also say, how do you say that?
それは何と言いますか?
Excellent. So now what we're going to do is give you some practical situations to use this stuff in.
Yes.
Okay. The example I gave before was the train.
Yes.
In Japanese trains, there are advertisements everywhere.
Yes.
And while you're waiting, you know, maybe you're curious. You're reading or you want to read. You want to see what you want to know what the news is. You want to know what this is about.
Yes.
So what we're going to do now is we're going to go back to what I was talking about on the train. Okay, so let's just imagine that I'm a foreigner and I get on the train.
That should be hard to imagine. Me, a foreigner.
So, doors close. I start looking at the advertisements. And I see something very interesting. And I want to know what that is. So, I could write it down, find out later. But that would take me, I'd have to write it down. Then I would have to translate it, look in the dictionaries. Rather than do that, I decide, you know what? I'm going to try my phrases. So I turn to the person next to me and I say, すみません. それは何と読みますか?
それは日本です.
すみません. ゆっくりお願いします.
それは日本です.
ゆっくりお願いします.
日本です.
日本です.
はい.
英語で 何と言いますか?
Japan.
Japan. Oh, do you speak English?
A little.
Thank you so much. Japan. And what's the rest of this? And something, something. So you get the idea of how this kind of conversation would flow. Again, let's do the restaurant.
Okay.
すみません.
はい.
これは何と読みますか?
これは肉です.
ゆっくりお願いします。肉です。肉。英語で何と言いますか?
ミート? ミート?
ミート?
あ、meet, meet.
あ、そうですね。
あ、ありがとうございます。はい、okay, again, you can see how these kind of create yes, the opportunities yes. to get into speaking and using the Japanese that you learn here.
Yes.
So today this phrase gets a whole lesson to itself because it's that important.
Yes.
Unlike 言います, where you need an object, 読みます, you just need a word. And there are so many words. Just take a look around. And if you can't find any words, you should bring some kind of reading material with you.
Yes.
So you have opportunities all the time. You can be reading your own book.I've done this. I'm reading my own book and I don't know a character.
Yeah.
I turn to the person beside me. すいません。何と読みますか?
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes they're a little surprised or something, but they always answer.
And it's so much easier for Japanese people to answer how you read it than, you know, how you say something. You know, you have to think about it, but read it is so easy to answer. So
it is
a good idea.
This is the best phrase to date, and it gets its own monopoly lesson.
I think so.
Okay, so please, anybody out there who uses this, let us know about it. We live for that stuff. And also, last week we gave you this, and now we gave you that. So now you have a whole range of things to ask about. Now you're not limited to just things around you. You can ask about this, that.
Yes.
Okay, to sum up, we'll have Sakura give us how to say this, how to say that, how to read this, how to read that.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
これは何と言いますか?
How do you say this?
それは何と言いますか?
How do you say that?
これは何と読みますか?
How do you read this?
それは何と読みますか?
How do you read that? Okay, that's going to wrap it up.
また明日ね。
See you tomorrow. Be sure to stop by JapanesePod101.com and check out the Premium Learning Center. Inside, we have material to bring everything you learn in the lesson together. Flashcards, quizzes, really consolidate what you learn in today's lesson. Stop by, say hi, and be sure to leave us a post.